I would say people are very direct in their conversation. Initially, it took me some time to realize, suppose if I'd say, could you please do that for me? In India, it would be taken as, please do that for me. But in Germany, if you say that, they will ask, I could, but should I? Mm-hmm. So it was very different the way people perceive here. So at times, it's not rude. It is very direct. People mm-hmm. are very firm in the way they want to say things. So at times, it might, from an Indian set of mind, if I'm coming from, it might sound a little too direct. But I think they're very firm in the way they deal with it. So I think this was something very noticeable.
I like how they stick to something. They have rules and they really want to stick to it. They have a constitution that says we welcome people, and they stick to it very hard and fast. They go to political discussions based on that. That's almost unheard for me.
Yeah, I would agree with Sam on a lot of points. Also, I happen to know a local Tubingen resident who invited me once for dinner, and there I met a lot of locals, and I was quite impressed with the way they were so curious about India and the political situation in India especially, which was, you know, I mean, when you meet outsiders in India, you generally don't discuss politics, so, you know, yeah, so that was something which was quite interesting.
Um das für unsere Zuhörer wieder kurz zusammenzufassen, sind die indischen Kollegen von den klaren Ansagen von den deutschen Kollegen sehr begeistert, aber auch von, ich glaube, so Integrität an als Mensch, dass man auch zu gewissen Moralen und gewissen Vorstellungen einfach dazusteht und dann gibt's gar nichts, was dazwischen kommen kann, aber auch dann auf Neugier. Also die sind dann auch von sowas sehr stark begeistert.